Yeah, this was the first time for over 20 years that both the sides had met at senior level, and it was the Belen Park team who came away with, as you said, a 19 points to 10 victory. It was an interesting game, no score at half-time at all. Derry really should have had a three-point lead. Richard McCarter, their player-coach who was playing yesterday, had a straightforward penalty in front of the post, but unfortunately it veered slightly and hit the right upright. And that was roughly halfway through the game. In the opening 15 minutes, Oma looked very, very strong and should have scored at least two tries, but they were held up over the line on one occasion and a wrong option on the other resulted in very, very good Derry defence, which I have to say throughout the game was very, very strong. And certainly had the defence not been as strong as it was, I do feel that Oma maybe would have had another couple of tries. But as it turned out, it was nil all at half-time. Derry coming much better into the game in the 10 minutes before the half-time whistle. At the start of the second half, it was Oma got a try very quickly, which was converted. But Derry hit back with a try, 7-5. And then in the last 15-20 minutes, again, a wee bit like last week at Bangor, Derry tired a bit. Oma got in for two scores very, very quickly. And that gave him 19-5, but Derry responded with a try from their winger, Davy Jackson, 19-10. They'll be disappointed because had they got the conversion, they would have at least got a losing bonus point. And as it turned out, they got nothing from yesterday's game, and they still have their 9 points now on the table. Oma, of course, getting their 4 points, and they'll be delighted at that. But nevertheless, a very gutsy performance, especially in the second half from Derry, and certainly there'll be a lot of sore bodies today, I would imagine, but that's not any great compensation. Next week, they go down to Malahide, who had a very good result yesterday. They beat Middleton, who were unbeaten up to that. So, you know, it just lets you see that there's no easy game, and certainly next week, down to Malahide, will be very difficult for Derry. The other game on 2B was at Rainey, who, having lost their first three games, have bounced back very well. They had their second result yesterday, a big 37 points to 31 over Skerries, and that gave them their bonus point try as well. So they've certainly come back well in the last 2 weeks. But as I say, from Derry's point of view, it's very important next week that they get something from that game, because there's no games then for 3 weeks because of the internationals, and certainly you don't want to get beaten next week and find yourself slipping down the table and nothing happening until the beginning of December.
Looking at the Rugby Championship, Portadown took on Coleraine. Victory for the home side, 34-7. And in Rugby Championship 2, the performance of the weekend, it has to be said, Alec, Limavady 53, Ulster University 0.
Very much so. Coleraine, as you know, have had a bit of controversy, but nevertheless, Portadown, I haven't had a lot of great results this year, and certainly Coleraine will be very disappointed with that result from their point of view. But as you say, Limavady have had some great results this year. They had a little hiccup there against Academy when they lost that one, but they're still sitting in the top two of that Rugby Championship, and I mean, obviously they're very much in a position to push for promotion up the Rugby Championship 1. As you said, 53-0, running on 9 tries, so, you know, 9 tries, 4 conversions probably, I would imagine, but that's a very comprehensive victory for the Roughsiders, and certainly, you know, their form this season has been excellent. Their new coach, Graham Eastwood, a former Rainey player, obviously is doing a great job down at the Roe Valley, and certainly it looks as if the players are reacting to what he's doing. Rugby Championship 3 as well, the scores in that one. Monaghan, who were unbeaten up until last week, they were beaten 23-20 against Newry, who again are a very strong side. Virginia had a 1-point victory over Hollywood by 20 points to 19. And then two games that weren't listed, but I think they decided they would get them played. Strabane, they were home to Civil Service, winning by 38 points to 10. And Letterkenny, they travelled to Donaghadee, who are top of that league, and just found the going a wee bit too hard. They lost out by 41 points to 13.
In the Rugby Regional West, well, there's only one game played. Rainey took on Strabane. The other two games, well, Enniskillen were down to play Cookstown. It was conceded by Cookstown, and Ballyshannon were down to play Inishowen. So the points went to Inishowen there as well. I suppose touching on those two factors first, disappointing that those games didn't go ahead, Alec.
Yes, it has been. And I mean, Ballyshannon, that's a couple of games that they have had to withdraw from. And certainly that's a bit worrying from their point of view, because they only have the one team. And, you know, not being able to field the one team, that's sometimes unfortunate. You know, they'll have to regroup very quickly because if there's players, you know, if there's the players who are available to play, they'll get frustrated as well if there's no matches. And again, it's almost a chain reaction whenever these things happen. And as you said there, but unfortunately, from any show's point of view, they'd be disappointed because they'd be going reasonably well this season and they'd be looking to get another victory and keep themselves in the top three of that league. But from Ballyshannon's point of view, they'll have to certainly get the regrouping quickly because, as I said, nobody wants to see a team, a rugby club, going out of action. But unfortunately, that's what can happen very, very easily. You mentioned that one there, Rainey just too strong for Strabane. I think it was a pretty strong Rainey side. They scored 12 tries against the Strabane second team, who I don't think were at full strength. But nevertheless, that's the score end from those games, Porrick.
Okay, Alec, we move on to the Rugby Pro 14, and well, we'll start with today's game. Leinster getting the victory in South Africa against the Southern Kings, 38 points to 31. And then last night it was 33 for Connacht, 12 for the Dragons. Ulster had a victory as well, 15-10. Good performances there from the provinces so far.
Yeah, the Munster game, it didn't start. I think it probably might just be about the first half over in that game. I think it was quarter to three or something, that game was starting at. But as you say, I was keeping an eye on that Leinster game, you know, and at half time, Leinster were leading by 33 points to 12. And, you know, they only scored one try in the second half. And the Southern Kings, they must have scored at least three tries in that second half. And 38-31, the Southern Kings will be absolutely delighted in that because they get a losing bonus point. But from Leinster's point of view, obviously maybe a lot of changes were made at half-time and given a lot of some of the academy players and who don't normally get game time in the Pro 14, they probably could come on. But with a lead of 33-12, they still managed to hold it out. But nevertheless, the Southern Kings will be delighted at that one. As you said, Connacht just too strong for the Dragons. Down in Galway, won them 33 points to 12. And reading the report of the Ulster game today, it was apparently the last 10 minutes was backs to the wall. Just it was like the Alamo. Benetton just consistently were 5 metres from the line. And Dan McFarland, the Ulster coach, said he was absolutely delighted with the young players and, in fact, the team in general, the way they didn't concede a try. So from his point of view, and maybe from Ulster's point of view, that was a hard-earned victory, but maybe that's one that they'll benefit from in harder games to come.
Okay, Alec, and now we turn our attention to the rugby internationals that are underway during the weekend. Their victory for Ireland last night, convincingly 54-7 against Italy. England had a point to spare over South Africa, 12-11, and Wales 21 points, Scotland 10 points. So some of the home nations having good victories there.
Yeah, the Ireland result, it was 14-7 at half-time, and Joe Smith, I was reading, said that the first 25 minutes he would rather forget, because Italy weren't at full strength either. Conor O'Shea, I think, had held back a lot of the better players, because obviously they have had another three internationals to play. But apparently in the first 25 minutes, Italy gave Ireland a run for their money. But eventually, you know, probably the experience and the fitness were borne out. 14-7 half-time, but then they ran away to 54. 8 tries, and Jordan Larmour playing at full-back. He'll have put his hand up for to Joe Smith, and certainly it's going to mean that Rob Kearney, maybe for the first time in many years, is going to have a challenger for the 15 jersey. I saw one of his tries on YouTube there, and he literally ran from his own 22, sidestepping players. All you could see was players falling on the ground, and he certainly is a player of the future. There's so many wingers now in Irish rugby, it's almost an embarrassment of riches, but it'll be interesting to see next week when the All Blacks take on England. It'll be a totally different game, and the way that the All Blacks are talking, I don't think they're over. They're certainly not over for holiday, they never are, but I would say the full team will go out against England, and it'll be very, very interesting just to see how England perform in that one. Wales, just too strong for Scotland, won by 21 points to 10. Of course, a very emotional game that, because they were playing for the Doddy Weir Cup. I think it's, as everybody knows, Doddy Weir, who was a great second row for both the British and Irish Lions and for Scotland, sadly was diagnosed with motor neuron disease. But, you know, as long as he's alive, he said he's going to make as much money as he can for a foundation. And certainly it was lovely to see him there and presenting the cup at the end. And a lot of emotion in that game. The final one there, Parik, that I picked up, I forgot about it, was that New Zealand more or less sent a second string team to Japan yesterday. Maybe try to get some people acclimatised next year for the World Cup, but they certainly acclimatised them well, because the All Blacks beat Japan by 69 points to 31. So whoever was at that game saw 100 points scored, and they certainly got value for money.